Hey, this is Reed Conley-Bright and Alex Hughes' podcast about
Kanye West, his upbringing, and how he became one of the most controversial figures in the music industry and his story.
So in the early 2000s, after dropping out of Chicago State University after only being it for 1 year, he started making beats for Jay-Z. Alex, do you want to talk about that?
Yeah, so Kanye needed recognition and he needed it fast. He was broke in New York City. And in Rockefeller Studio, where Kanye was held up trying to impress rappers, he found Jay-Z, played him some of his beats, and Jay-Z was so impressed by this little dropout walking around with a huge ego and a backpack that Kanye West ended up producing Jay-Z's 2001 album, The Blueprint, which got him huge, huge notice by several other rappers and, of course, Jay-Z.
Yeah, moving on to like 2004, after he's done some other collaborations, he started to become an artist by doing like a lot of just like relatable pieces and just extremely just compelling to the general public. Just explaining like what he's been through, like a lot of people could relate.
Yeah, and Kanye was tired of the state of rap, the in the club twerking anthems. He wanted to make a more relatable songs, including African American gospel, and really collaborating with artists to make his projects. And in 2004, he produced his first debut album, The College Dropout, after signing with Rockefeller Records, Jay-Z's record label.
Yeah, and that just hit a great, like, shot, with him getting two Emmys, one for Best Rap Song, Jesus Walks, and the whole album just getting a Grammy.
Yeah, and College Dropout went platinum very soon after its release, and Kanye, being the egotistic person he was not surprised and got a lot of respect instantly in the rap game.
Yeah.
Yeah, and now moving on to 2005, Kanye, with his platinum album under his belt, no pressure, he had to produce his next sophomore album, Late Registration, following the College Saga, College Dropout, Late Registration. Kanye was viewed as a very relatable rapper and got a lot of recognition in the mainstream media. And during the Florida hurricanes, 2005, Kanye took in his own hands to raise money and go down there himself and write and rap about what was happening.
Yeah, just spread his opinion.
Exactly. And famously on live TV, American News, Kanye said George Bush doesn't care about black people, as no major act by the government was being taken to get down to the African American communities in Florida and help and make shelters. And Kanye took this to heart, and he developed a movement for cleaning up the hurricane damage.
Yeah, and that's just all about context, because now, like, instead of him being affected by his surroundings, he's actually affecting his surroundings.
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah, so moving on to 2006, when he founded his record label, Good Music, he started, like, producing a lot of big people, such as Nas, Mariah Carey, Beyonce, and Jay-Z again. Just really pushing, like, what he had to, like, a next level. Just
exactly.
His message out there, as much valleys as he could.
And as a producer and a rapper, he was already just 2 years out making huge waves in the rap game with more use of gospel and electronic music becoming the norm.
Just changing the normal to, like, a next level of just different sounds, different beats, and just different, like...
And also during 2006, Kanye was busy writing and rapping for his new upcoming album, Graduation. And he refused to go on private jets, took public transport, because he wanted to make his music for the people. Not about his personal celebrity life, but about what actual people are going through day to day. Making it a more mainstream appeal, and letting people who maybe weren't so interested in rap.
Yeah, just getting the context to the public.
Exactly. During 2007, Kanye was coming huge and got invited to go on a world tour with U2. Sold out stadiums and huge arenas was now going to become a normal for Kanye. After a few months on tour with the band, Kanye got so... Kanye was so inspired by the U2 performances and huge crowds that this completely shifted his new direction of music. He wanted to make huge electronic rap for sold-out crowds and giving it an even more mainstream appeal.
Yeah, just merging genres to, like, become rap again. So he's, like, kind of reforming, like, rap in general.
Exactly. I
mean, bigger and bigger with that new sound.
And Kanye, with this bigger and bigger audience, was becoming more controversial, more interesting, and this started forming the Kanye effect, where people would either love him or hate him, and Kanye fed off the hate to make even more music.
Yeah, and due to the hate, he started his head-to-head battle with 50 Cent, where they both start to make albums that were released like in the same month.
Exactly, same day.
Yeah, and but yeah, the controversy between the two rap styles now, like Alex Gilmore and Depp.
Yeah, so 50 Cent was the biggest musician at the time in the rap game. He was representing established rap, which is just narcotics and drugs, and that's the same thing. Narcotics and just club anthems. And Kanye West was representing the new and a more electronic... and Kanye was representing electronic new rap genre. And at the start of 2007, each artist announced that their album would be releasing on September the 11th, 2007, and this caused a huge head-to-head that got global attention. Were you going for 50 Cent? Were you going for Kanye? That's what all the kids were talking about in high school. And now, Kanye's 2008 third studio album, Graduation, was the final installment in his three albums, all made around his college theme. He thought of The College Dropout, Late Registration, and Graduation even before 2004. He had this mapped out. So after Graduation, this was unknown space. Reed, do you want to talk about how Graduation was one of his biggest and how it influenced a lot of people?
Yeah, thanks, Alex. Graduation was huge. It was probably his biggest album yet that really shifted the way. I know I've said this a lot, but it really shifted the wave of rap in a completely different direction.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah,
influencing like a lot of mumble rappers today, like just giving them their own style, but giving Kanye his own style.
And Graduation was considered Kanye's exception of becoming a stadium status artist. Graduation was huge, and it took electronic music into rap and became a norm, when before, electronic music was never seen in rap. Graduation, still to this day, is considered Kanye's most relatable album, talking about everyday struggles from taxes to bills to heartbreak and losing someone close to you.
So the lead up to probably the biggest part of Kanye's life in 2007 was Watch the Throne, which was a collaborative album made with Jay-Z. But this was no change compared to what happened in 2008, with his mother dying, his divorce with Amber Rose, and this just started a downhill for Kanye West. Alex, do you want to take over?
Yeah, so Kanye was riding higher than ever. He was on ecstasy. He was egotistic. He knew he was number one. And then unfortunately his mother died from cosmetic surgery complications. And he did break up with Amber Rose, which hit him extremely hard, as now he was alone. And all eyes were on Kanye with his controversy of speaking out on African American policies. And obviously he had a lot of pressure since Graduation was the biggest success of his life. And the loss, the loneliness, and the longing for companion really got to Kanye. And he produced from this emotion and loss his fifth studio album, 808s and Heartbreak.
Yeah, so Alex, what do you think the effect of 808s and Heartbreaks was?
808s and Heartbreaks had a huge effect on rap, and it showed that you can rap about being sad, lonely, and suicidal. This really made waves, as no one was expecting this kind of music from Kanye after his uplifting and inspiring anthem music. Kanye isolated himself during recording and flew to Hawaii and bought his own studio and experimented with even more, as you'd expect, electronic sounds, but also incorporating a lot of auto-tune and features that were not rappers, mixing genres as Kanye now does very well.
Yeah, like gospel stuff.
Exactly.
So with Kanye's current downfall, he began his most ambitious album yet, My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy, which later became to be
his magnum opus, his perfect album. But Kanye did not know that yet. This was the point in Kanye's career where he was most hated. He flew back to Hawaii, and every artist he wanted to collab with, he flew out privately to his studio. My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy was recorded in a year, from 2009-2010. Kanye spent 23-hour days sometimes just perfecting this and really giving it everything he got. And also, with My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy, Kanye spent $3 million producing it, from flying artists out to private album cover shoots. Even if it was only 9 tracks long, it still spanned 68 minutes and 36 seconds. And when My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy released, it was almost like Kanye was welcomed back into the mainstream and public love.
So with the follow-up of Yeezus, it really was just Kanye trying to just express his opinion about how the whole music industry has just gone to shit.
Yeah.
And how, like, just the world's not looking good in his perspective.
Exactly.
But during this time, he did marry Kim, so there's was an upside.
So Yeezus is Kanye's fifth album. After My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy's success, Yeezus was his most crazy album, most out there album. It didn't focus his usual values of incorporating collabs and relatability to the average person. During Yeezus' era, Kanye West found out that he had mental problems, bipolar disorder, and he started taking heavy amounts of ecstasy and not caring about himself, and he became very egotistic. Yeezus being Yeezy, as in yay, and Jesus, which tells you enough about the album by itself.
Yeah, because yay is himself, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. So Kanye creating Life of Pablo 2016 was him showing his maturity of gaining the knowledge of having, like, his daughter, which really showed him, like, the other side of the spectrum, where, like, he was relating to a lot of, like, male men, but now he could, like, experiment with, like, the whole, just, ratio. So with him, like, just telling the story about how he's matured and his, like, way, like, developing his little girl
was
pretty interesting.
Adding on to that, Life of Pablo was considered a And Life of Pablo was considered a compilation album, having music from the 2004 College Dropout era to the Yeezy era. And it was more focused on emotions, and he described it as a living, breathing, changing, creative expression, showing that, hey, like, I'm sorry, this is me maturing. And along with Life of Pablo, he launched Yeezy, his fashion line with Adidas, and he became a family man with Kim.
Yeah, more on that later though. Kid See Ghost was really Kanye's way of, like, expressing himself into, like, these new sounds, like, not well, yeah, with the techno, but like with melodies a lot more.
Yeah. And it was a collaborative effort with Kid Cudi. Kid Cudi and Kanye West, good friends since college dropout era. And Kanye, before this album, was in rehab for abusing pills and his bipolar disorder. He recorded this in his ranch in Wyoming, Jackson Hole, Wyoming. So, away from everything, away from civilization,
Wi-Fi. Surrounding himself with like a new environment.
Exactly.
Giving him more perspectives to like tell.
And even though Kid See Ghost is considered one of Kanye's most lo-fi, beautiful albums, this was also the start of when controversy, like 2008, picked up again for Kanye, with him involving himself in American politics, supporting Trump, and obviously making the famous TMZ article where he claimed that slavery was a choice. African Americans feeling like Kanye abandoned them. So Kid See Ghost is quite monumental, yeah.
Yeah, it was like really extreme, like what was happening with him and like what has happened with him, like all the struggles he's been through with his like drug abuse, his mental problems, and through all these like hardships, he's really opening up his mind, like to things like respecting women, which is what Ye was about.
Yeah, so Ye was his 8th year album, June 1st, 2018, the most recent album. And he found a new respect for females after having 2 daughters, and obviously being married to Kim, he would have caught wind of a lot of the media's attention. Kanye's music was always an anthem for the people, always talking about real feelings, everyday things, but Ye was about Kanye and talking about him. He talked about the controversies he's been in, the comments about slavery that he made. It's a short album, 23 minutes, but it's considered Kanye's most honest album.
And throughout Kanye's life, he has done all of these things, along with some other entrepreneurial ideas, with his shoes, with his clothes, and with his just whole message in general, after saying in one concert that he'd be president.
Yeah, Kanye's had a crazy life. He's done a lot of things, some he probably regrets, and some he has obviously profited from greatly. And now what we thought is just to show you some progression of Kanye's music from 2004 all the way to present day. You are now listening to Jesus Walks by Kanye West off the College Dropout, his first big album, 2005. You're now listening to Heartless off 808s and Heartbreak. How could you be so heartless? How could you be so heartless? How could you be so cold as the winter wind when it breeze, yo? Just remember that you talking to me, yo. You need to watch the way you talking to me, yo. I mean, after all the things that we've been through, I mean, after all the things we got into. Ayo, I know some things that you ain't told me. Ayo, I did some things, but that's the old me. And now you wanna get me back and you gon' show me. So you walk around like. And finally, off Kanye's latest album, Ye, No Mistakes. Stay down, we up again.